This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
We also reach out. We reach out our arms with understanding and compassion to those who have lost loved ones because of police shootings. Some justified, some unjustified. Those that are unjustified must be punished. Those that are justified, we must apologize to. It's time to make America safe again. It's time to make America one again. One America!
You know, I'll tell you, it's been a while since I've heard Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, be so passionate. And he was so right on in so many ways here, Scott. I would have liked him to finish out the concept of this is what he did. This is what his leadership, this is what leadership does for, you know, for a city, you know, for a nation. It leads the way. It doesn't look to polling evidence and, because what polling will tell you, and this is why I tell people all the time, polling will, it gives you a snapshot of what is today. And leadership will say, this is where we need to go. And the difference between where we are and where we need to go is what I refer to as the grief to happiness ratio. And sometimes there's going to be some grief to get to that point, but you need to have a leader that is there banging the vision, banging the drum of where we're going to keep people encouraged to say, okay, this is where we were and we've incrementally moved the needle. We're now starting to move in the right direction to where people start to realize that they are benefiting from good policy as they did in New York. But what happens with leadership and with the people, it requires both parties involved. It requires a people that are willing to go through that process, that grief to happiness ratio. Are they fed up enough? Is America fed up with the status quo that they really are willing to, buy into a change? You know, we had our last president went through two administrations and says, hey, this is change you can believe in. Well, I am not sure after 8 years if it's anything we can believe in. It's change that's turned into a nightmare. I mean, he said he was going to fundamentally change America, and when he said that, I go, uh-oh, what does that mean? And here it is, 8 years later, we're looking back, and what it meant is we're going to be more in debt, we're going to have less people working, we're going to have more people relying on the government, owing their soul to the company store, as Tennessee Ernie Ford, if you remember that song and everything that represents. This is what America, today's America, is starting to look like. It's becoming more and more socialistic. And I saw this when I was in Ireland, as I was talking with Sam earlier. It is a slow creep, and this is what's happening. People are abandoning their dreams. They're letting go of their desires and their hard work ambitions, and they're subordinating them to the company store, to the federal government. And at what cost, ladies and gentlemen? I believe the cost is dire, and we need to wake up. According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, sometimes we do have to hit the pause button, ladies and gentlemen. You remember that old song, you know, a little Buffalo Springfield, but the words are still echoing, you know, to us today as words of caution. You know, sometimes we just move way too fast in this hurry-up generation, as I refer to it, the microwave generation. You know, we'll stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up, it's just not moving fast enough for us. And that's what's getting us in trouble, whether it has to do with due process and these situations, you know, as Sheriff Clark talked about last night at the RNC, is that we're so quick to jump to conclusion. And look what happened. I mean, even in the Freddie Gray case, I mean, every one of those officers now have been vindicated. And, you know, what does that say about Marilyn Mosby? I mean, they're, you know, they're saying, hey, look, she ought to be impeached. She ought to be out of the job, you know, for bringing that up. But speaking of words that are echoing down through the ages, you know, clearly the words of Ronald Reagan continue to echo down through the ages. And I say thank God for one Ronald Reagan. Gene Copelson is with us right now. He's the author of the book Reagan's 1968 Dress Rehearsal, Reagan's Emergence as a World Statesman. Gene, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
Bill, thank you very much.
Hey, excellent book, by the way. I got to tell you, thank you so much for all the hard work and what you share, and I highly recommend it, ladies and gentlemen. This will encourage you. And I think the reason, Gene, that we look back and with fondness for one Ronald Reagan is that, you know, we were coming out of a dark period in our country where, you know, we were told by a president that we needed to suck it up and just work harder, you know, that sort of thing. It wasn't very encouraging. And Ronald Reagan brought some practicality. He brought a vision. He brought an understanding and met people where they were and really opened the door for a new America, or maybe, a revived America.
Correct. And people who know a little bit about Ronald Reagan may be thinking we're discussing Jimmy Carter's presidency, Reagan's victory in 1980, restoring the American economy, defeating communism without firing a single shot. But my focus is on the first time Ronald Reagan ran for the presidency, and that is in 1968, and he was railing against the failed leadership of another Democrat, this time Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson was mismanaging another war in Asia, in Vietnam. Just like today, he was telling our enemy in advance exactly what he would or wouldn't do. This time it wasn't President Obama telling in advance in Iraq and Afghanistan when he would withdraw our troops. Mm-hmm. In 1968, it was Lyndon Johnson telling North Vietnam in advance that he wouldn't mine Haiphong Harbor, that he wouldn't threaten to use atomic weapons. weapons if their troops fled over adjacent borders. He wouldn't chase after them. He was telling in advance our enemies exactly what we would and wouldn't do. And Ronald Reagan was very, very disappointed in many aspects of the mismanagement of that war. But as important, if not more important, Ronald Reagan was campaigning for the presidency against Lyndon Johnson's Great Society. He saw the federal bureaucracies that were established, the redistribution of monies, and that the Democratic Party continued its philosophy of dividing this country into subgroups. He hated the term hyphenated Americans. The Democrats had and continue to call people black Americans, Mexican Americans. That way they could claim they were being discriminated against and were suffering grievances and get their votes. He, at the mentoring that he was receiving at that time from Dwight Eisenhower, and it stemmed from Theodore Roosevelt a long time before, wanted everyone to be called Americans first. We're an American of Irish descent, an American of German descent, but we're Americans first. They all saw Teddy Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, and then Ronald Reagan, that the country would become too balkanized, would not be unified at all if we continued only to be thinking of ourselves as a grieved subgroup. So it's very, very just like modern times.
And, you know, and to your point, what drove this was the desire for politicians to get the vote. Lyndon Johnson made that real clear. Particularly when with his war on poverty, he told the Southern Democrats, he says, look, if you go along with this, I will guarantee you black America, there's the hyphenation, black America will vote Democrat for the next 100 years. And, you know, and it is amazing to me, as documented as that is, that black America cannot wake up to see how they've been gamed and how they've been manipulated.
This was a theme of Ronald Reagan in 1966, 67, and 68, when he tried to extend his great achievements as the new governor of California in downsizing that state bureaucracy, which he wanted to then extend to the nation as a whole. And he addressed the issue of black loyalty to the Democratic Party a number of times. He said he could not understand these were failed solutions. Just like in modern times, he said that the major problems with crime and poor economies are in cities that continue to be run by Democratic Party machines, and that the Republican Party did not care what background you had. It didn't care about your race or color. We wanted an equal starting line for folks, but through your God-given talents you were born with and through hard work, you could reach for the stars. He wanted no equal results. He wanted no ceilings, and he did not understand the loyalty that the black community had to the Democratic Party at that time, 45 years ago, and unfortunately, it has continued ever since. Those are failed policies. All boats are lifted by the small government and individual freedom policies of the Republican Party, and he, at that time and to this day, other Republicans still are trying to get blacks away from what Ronald Reagan called the Democratic federal plantation system. They were enslaved 150 years ago and are still enslaved to the Democratic Party.
It's Tennessee Ernie Ford. I owe my soul to the company store. It is that song now, brought to date. I mean, all you need is Snoop Dogg, you know, rapping it out, you know. And I did a little bit of a shout out last week to Snoop Dogg, and I just said, I don't understand how you can go and perform for the DNC in Philadelphia when it is this party that has killed millions of black babies. I don't understand the disconnect, how you can do that. And it's not just Snoop Dogg. There's other black artists that support the Democratic Party that believes in Margaret Sanger. Well, all you got to do is look at the history book. Dr. Ben Carson brought it out. And, it was like Atlas Shrugged. You know, it's like the people could care less. And you're going, wait a minute, are you just so ignorant, or just you just don't even want to deal with the truth? are you so blind to it that you can't seem to connect the dots? And I'm not saying that, hey, look at, forget about the Democratic, be a Republican. I need all your brains to get involved here in developing policy that's win-win for everybody. And as you say, that is unhyphenated. You know, we need to get back to, as Rudy Giuliani said last night very quickly, very, very appropriately, is what happened to the one America? What happened to we the people?
Exactly. And I use the term brainwashed. It was very common, the term, in the 1968 campaign because Mitt Romney from...
Gene, I'm sorry. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up when we get back right from right there.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bureaucrats, you're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro.
You know, you gotta love the music of Rio, and of course, we're getting ready for the Olympics with some caution, no doubt. Little Peter Allen there, why not? Let's go to Rio. Gene Copelson is with us. We're talking about Reagan's 1968 address rehearsal, Reagan's emergence as a world statesman. Gene, you know, before we pick up where we left off here, what I was particularly impressed with in understanding, you know, Ronald Reagan a little bit more is that this wasn't, some people would think, you know, he like came on the scene like it was an overnight deal. I mean, here is a man that was blessed with such a skill set and a sensitivity to really be a round peg in a round hole when it came to politics. Yes, he was an exceptional actor and successful there, and but clearly he was a leader, and he refined that skill set by, you know, being mentored with, you know, by Ike Eisenhower. I mean, he really invested, you know, his skill set into developing this. Whereas, you know, today by comparison, you might argue you have somebody in a businessman like Donald Trump, who is skilled as a businessman, as a CEO. He's got part of the puzzle piece, but not all of it. And he's really being accelerated here because the country is in such need of leadership. And we're going to pay, I think we're going to pay a price either way, you know, with this because of the lack of political experience.
Well, some people might argue that that's a good thing, and that's why a lot of people see him as an outsider. But there were very successful prior presidents who did not have major political experience the traditional way. Mm-hmm. Ulysses S. Grant, Dwight Eisenhower being commanding generals, and Ronald Reagan. He and Eisenhower were friends partly because they each entered politics late. Reagan having the skills as president of the Screen Actors Guild and a wonderful public speaker. Reagan had throughout the 1950s conservative principles, but at that time, he still was a Democrat. He does not become a Democrat until 1962. And similarly, Donald Trump, whatever his prior political philosophies have been, he certainly now is running on a conservative-themed a platform. And hopefully he has a group of advisors behind the scene. Because Americans still usually have domestic and economic themes as their major concerns, mm-hmm. placing foreign affairs second, even though there are pivotal points and pivotal elections such as 1968 in Vietnam and other time periods when foreign affairs, and I think this is another one, given the crises that are occurring throughout the world, many of which thanks to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. We have to deal with at this point.
Right.
And there are just so many parallels that I review in Reagan's 1968 dress rehearsal to today's modern times.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing I look at as well, Gene, is that, you know, from the business side, you know, America really is in need of a, you know, kind of a Chapter 11 CEO. And, you know, for those that have been in business and you understand when a CEO comes in to save a company, you know, there's been some very difficult cuts that a business has ignored. They won't make them. But somebody who comes in as an outsider can look at it and say, hey, I can appreciate the emotional ties, but we need to survive here. And maybe that is something that, you know, Donald Trump will effect here if he's elected president.
And that's actually what Ronald Reagan did in the late 1960s. He came into California as a new governor and instituted modern business practices. He was very, very successful, and he wanted to spread that same philosophy to the federal government. Just as one example, they were budgeting a brand new multi-story skyscraper to be built in California, and through budget cutting and shrinking the desk size allotted to secretaries, by changing the cycle of driver license renewals so they didn't have to bring on board temporary workers, by carefully looking at out-of-state travel, he saved enough money immediately that they didn't need to build that state skyscraper anymore, mm-hmm. by just instituting modern business practices applied to state workers. And that kind of conservative free market kind of philosophy certainly is needed now given the huge experience expansion in not only federal government employees, but even more critically affecting and impacting the economy, is the federal bureaucracy and regulations that have impeded economic growth. When Ronald Reagan finally becomes president in 1980, he institutes economic policies that creates 25 million real actual jobs, unlike the past 8 years under a continued Democratic rule.
Gene, is it galling? I mean, to me, it's galling and it's disappointing that, you know, the leaders that we elect cannot take advantage of the wisdom of the ages, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, to say, hey, this works. I mean, for example, we mentioned in the first break, it would seem that routinely Democrats do not understand war. They don't affect it very well. I mean, I don't remember, you know, in recent era where there has been a president who could manage, you know, the war effort or have a stomach for it or however way you want to characterize it. They don't seem very, you know, they don't get high grades for it. You know, I think when it comes to, you know, some maybe some other programs, and I don't want to get into the entitlement arena because I think that's an overcooked deal because I think the heart's in the wrong place. I think it's about gathering votes. It's not really about helping people. I think, you know, I think let's help people, but let's do it to where it's win-win. It's win-win for them. It encourages people and gets them back on the road to being productive and realizing their dreams again, not to cripple them and entitle them into extinction.
Well, Ronald Reagan actually looked back onto his first campaign and the subject of Vietnam through a big historical lens, and he saw that that created a huge shift in Democratic Party thinking on war. Specifically, prior to that, you know, FDR was America's leader during World War II, and you look at someone like John Kennedy, who ran in 1960, his platform was he claimed there was a missile gap. Now, that was not true. He was shown data by Dwight Eisenhower's team, but he continued to campaign falsely that Dwight Eisenhower had created a missile gap with Russia. But his theme was he wanted a stronger American military. But after Vietnam, his brother, who created a lot of the same policies as JFK that got the country into Vietnam, Robert Kennedy and all of many other Democrats turned against the war, and Reagan, decades later, looking back upon that, felt that that was the hinge moment when the Democratic Party became paralyzed in terms of continuing to mismanage wars, starting with Lyndon Johnson, Robert Kennedy and Eugene McCarthy and others turn away from the war, and ever since, they have gone along that theme. It's the complete separate, different party. People like Harry Truman, a staunch anti-communist, John F. Kennedy wanting to expand America's military budget, they could never be nominated in today's Democratic Party, which has turned far, far, far to the left.
Well, as we know, life comes in seasons and times, and there is a word that says, you know, there's a time for peace and a time for war. And God forbid when you get those two confused. And I think that America might be there right now, Gene. What do you think?
Well, we hope not, but there's an enemy on the horizon. As Winston Churchill talked about the Nazis in the 1930s, we have ISIS and radical Islam out there. The Democrats can't even use those terms. Mm-hmm. You can't even use the terms to describe your enemies. How can we defeat them?
That's the big question, and that's a rather haunting one that has put America in jeopardy and makes too many Americans feel unsafe. Gene Copelson has been with us. Gene, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour right now.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
We're coming at you just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Aloha. We're coming to you from the beautiful state of Hawaii. We're in Oahu, Hawaii. We're still on baby watch, by the way. People keep calling me going, is the baby born yet? No, he's not born yet. But we should, looks like we may have some more news later tonight and in the very coming days. It's imminent. Little Jackson is he's being well awaited by everybody here in Oahu right now. With us, getting back to the radio show as to what it's all about here, is Curtis Ellis, the Executive Director of American Jobs Alliance and columnist for WorldNetDaily.com. In previous lives, as they would say, Mr. Ellis is a writer and producer for Lou Dobbs Tonight, CNN, NBC News, CBS News, Fox News, and a reporter for the Associated Press Radio. Curtis Ellis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing?
It's just great. It's great to be here. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, great to have you along with us. You know, what you've been writing about is, among many things, is King Obama striking again here. What is he up to?
Well, Mr. Obama is showing once again that he has no respect for the Constitution or the American people. He recently gave a press conference with where he was with a foreign potentate, the Prime Minister of Singapore, and he said that he promised to push through his Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a sweeping international regulatory deal involving 12 countries on four continents. And he said he's going to push this through in a lame duck session of Congress. That's after the election. All the guys who've been voted out of office, all the guys who've announced they're retiring, they get to come back one last time and cast a vote, or, as is often the case, trade their votes for the promise of a future employment with somebody who wants some goodies from the government, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Bill, that Mr. Obama claims to be a constitutional scholar. He was he says he was a constitutional law professor. He should know that Congress and the various states of the United States adopted a constitutional amendment to prevent exactly what he is now proposing to do. The 20th Amendment of the Constitution, adopted in 1933 after being approved by two-thirds of the states and Congress, it's called the Lame Duck Amendment, the 20th Amendment. And it was adopted because people felt that these lame ducks were being abused in exactly the way I described. And they said legislators should not be able to vote on anything but routine legislation in a lame duck session of Congress. And I'll tell you what, Trans-Pacific Partnership is anything but routine legislation. It's getting us into what will turn into a European Union type setup. So that's not routine.
Well, we've heard a lot. Well, first of all, as far as President Obama is concerned, we know that he has aligned himself with, with attorneys, with, that group of legal scholars that believe the Constitution is elastic, that the founding fathers really didn't say what they meant. That's been the case. I mean, and that is the dynamic tension that you have existing in the court today with eight justices, and was so critical for us losing Justice Scalia. And it's also so critical with not only, the ninth pick kind of waiting in the wings, but what are we going to do in the coming years under a new administration? What's going to happen with the sway of the court then?
Yeah, exactly. We have if Hillary Clinton is elected, we're going to be having more justices that believe the Constitution can be rewritten at will. The Constitution, people like you and me, we think of the Constitution as that little thing you can, several pages you can fit in your coat pocket. I've got a pocket Constitution with me right now in my hand. But
yes,
according to these people that you described, and people like Hillary Clinton, the Constitution, you need a library filled with shelves of books to describe the Constitution, because it's any way the Supreme Court decides to interpret it. And there's an entire law library filled from floor to ceiling with books of Supreme Court decisions. And that isn't even the Constitution, because it'll change again tomorrow when the new decision comes down.
Well, they love regulations, they love paper, and anytime something can be extended and made more complicated, which was the exact heart of the Founding Fathers. They said that all legislation should be easily understood because it's a We the People document. And they've taken it out of that. They've created an elite class that says, lucky for you, you have us brilliant minds to lead you through the troubled waters. Otherwise, you guys would really be a mess. I mean, that's their arrogance, isn't it?
It really is. And you've really hit the nub and the point of the progressive agenda, the progressive mindset. Progressivism started in the late 1890s, beginning of the 1900s, and it was based on this idea that society has gotten so complex with industry and everything else that it's too democracy is outdated. The only way to manage this society now is for a class of elite technocrats who are professional managers, can manage every aspect of our lives. And when I say every aspect of our lives, this was a philosophy that permeated everything. They felt that industry and commerce had become so complex that we needed giant corporations that were going to be managed by elite managerial class. You had the time and efficiency experts that were going to dictate every motion that a worker made in their workday. You had eugenics people who would determine the best people that can be reproduced, that can reproduce and eliminate the unnecessary elements of the human genome, if you will. And then in government, you were going to have a professional class of bureaucrats and technocrats and managers who would manage government for us. We really didn't need elections anymore. We didn't need Congress to be so involved.
Well, Curtis, I'm glad you went back, to the 1890s, because you're really, it's so true, but at the very core of all this was, it was the religion for the 20th century.
Correct.
That's really what was at the core, was it, hey, we're going to take God out of everything, we're taking over, and we're rewriting the entire cultural laws and the philosophy, and may I say, the religion of America. It was no longer going to be a Christian nation, though we still tried to hold on to that for as long as we could.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And now they're imposing it on a global scale through things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We will now have international bureaucrats who are going to manage our economy.
Well, Curtis, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Curtis Ellis, Executive Director of the American Jobs Alliance on Bill Martinez Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, ready or not, it's Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Father Frank Pavone is with us, National Director of Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. Father Pavone is one of the most prominent pro-life leaders in the U.S., originally from New York. He was ordained in 1988 by Cardinal John O'Connor, and since 1993 has served full time in pro-life leadership with his bishop's permission. Father Frank, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Good to be with you. Thanks so much.
Hey, great to have you here, and gosh, you know, how do I say thank you for continuing to fight the good fight and being the spear of the, you know, in the battle here against those that do not want to respect life, and I find it quite ironic. They don't want to respect life when it's convenient, you know, for them only.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. You know, if I ever thought growing up that I'd be spending my life in ministry saying to people, "Hey, it's wrong to kill a baby." I mean, I find it hard to believe, but that in fact is what we're doing.
Yeah, kind of amazing because most people will gravitate and understand. Say, you know, if you ask them, you say, "Well, how have you done with the Ten Commandments?" They go, "Well, you know, I've kept most of them." You know, and then when you really get down to it, and you go, "Well, what about murder?" "Oh, no, I've never murdered." "Well, do you believe in abortion?" And then you know, it gets to be a slippery slide, you know, down the hill there. But it's just you know, the fact of the matter is our culture has deluded people and gotten to think that God somehow grades on the curve and that He really didn't mean that. Thou shalt not murder.
Well, you know, it's amazing, you know, you look at a historical perspective and we will often ask ourselves, you know, what would we have done if we were living in the time of slavery? What would we have done if we were living in the midst of the Holocaust? And we think about all the people who were living in the midst of those terrible evils and we say, well, what was the matter with them? Weren't they getting up every day and looking at what was happening? And yet there is this ability of the human mind to deceive itself, especially when you're living in a culture where the deception is so widespread, and to kind of relax and think, oh, it must not be that bad. I don't see people, you know, yelling and shouting about it. And this is where we are now. I mean, history's going to look back at us and say, you know, over a million babies every year were killed, and, you know, what were all those people doing about it? And that's exactly where we have to constantly wake ourselves up.
Well, and then, you know, you talk about slavery. Let's just talk alone, you know. And I hate a hyphenating America because I think it divides us. But, you know, let's face it, Black America has become a subgroup here. And this modern-day slavery has turned into genocide. I mean, there's just no other word for it.
It is literally a genocide. You know, Dr. Elvita King is on our team.
Exactly.
And I think
yes.
You've had her on. And
many times.
She'll will be with us again today here in our New York office. And we talk about this all the time with her, that, you know, she's out on the road there sounding the alarm that this really is a black genocide. I mean, the statistics say it. The history of Planned Parenthood reveals it. And a lot of good, solid research. I mean, people who might think this is just rhetoric or emotional stuff, you know, just calm down and read the research, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Well, I mean, and the numbers sometimes can be a bit cold, and I understand that. We've got to be able to convert those numbers into real lives and real people. In the black community alone, the percentage of blacks that have been involved with abortion, and why would we be surprised? As you mentioned, you've got their leader, their founder, a eugenicist, the one and only Margaret Sanger, who has awarded people in high political positions like Nancy Pelosi and even the aspiring candidate for president from the Democratic Party, who says that she honors Margaret Sanger, that she's a life model for her. And you go, really? I mean, she is the one that founded Planned Parenthood, purposely set them in, and you know, her model was to set them in the center of black communities because she wanted to eradicate blacks.
You know, it sounds so unbelievable when we say that, and yet it comes out of her own mouth, you know, to eradicate the Negro population. One of the kindest things sometimes that a family can do for its youngest child is to kill the child. I mean, this woman was really radically at odds with the vast, vast majority of the American people on the most fundamental moral issue of life and death. So, we got to know our history. Otherwise, we're doomed to repeat it, as it's been wisely said.
Well, and also, I think on top of all this, and which trumps it all, and what people need to understand is that God's laws are immutable. They're already set. And he says that he will not be mocked, that you're going to reap exactly what you've sown. 7 out of 10 Americans today say that we're on the wrong track. I believe at the core of that is our moral compass is broken. Now, many may not want to put it in those terms, because if you start talking about morality, you bring God into the picture, and they've worked for over 100 years to get God out of the picture. And I say, how do you like that? How do you like that now? You've got God out of the picture. You're living life according to your own eyes. Your families are in chaos. Your government is unwinding right before your eyes. Economic, all the other signs of success and prosperity and peace in your life are going right down the proverbial toilet. And but you still want to hold on to your values. It says there's no God, and somehow you still want to justify that.
Well, you know, our founding fathers did not believe that this American experiment in self-governance would even be possible without reliance on God and on his law. Now, that doesn't mean we have a state religion. We don't, and we don't want one. People should be free under the law to embrace whatever faith they want, or even if they want to have no faith. But the point is that God does exist, and he has laws. And our founding fathers acknowledged that, and they said, look, a people can govern themselves only if they have virtue. Otherwise, you're going to destroy yourself. If you can't tell the difference between right and wrong, how do you govern yourself or a nation? And therefore, we go back, you mentioned some of the candidates. You know, if you can't tell the difference between serving the public and killing the public, you shouldn't be a public servant. If you can't respect the life of a baby, how are you going to respect our lives? And so asking of the candidates and the parties their position on basic moral issues like the killing of babies by abortion is an essential question for the voters to ask.
Well, it takes a lot of courage, especially in this day and age, to stand for God and to stand with God, because it's been antithetical for so long. And I find it quite ironic, and I mention this quite often these days, Father Frank, the Gallup poll that was taken here about 8-9 months ago, and basically secular America was saying, hey, where's the church? And I'm going, well, you're asking for the church to speak up now in the public square after many years telling the church that they were irrelevant and
telling
you didn't want them involved.
Up.
Exactly.
Right.
So now they're quiet. And you're not getting the direction, but the fact of the matter is the church does, and with all encouragement, it is time for the church to stand up. If there was anything that God ordained to stand against the gates of hell, it is his very church. And I believe that the time is now for the church to stand up against these things.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're saying this, Bill, because, you know, in time for this election year, I had a book published by Thomas Nelson called Abolishing Abortion, and it is precisely on, it makes precisely this point in great detail. Why is the church quiet, especially when it comes to politics, when it comes to elections, why is the church quiet? And if people are concerned about that and want to know how we can get back on the right track, abolishingabortion.com is the book's website. But what I point out in there is, you know, we hear so many of these pastors, oh, we're going to lose our tax-exempt status if we speak too much or too loud about elections. Now, I'm not saying the church should go around endorsing candidates. I'm saying the church should apply the Word of God to our election choices and help the people to see clearly what they need to do. That's different from being a political party or a political machine. You speak the Word of God. That's the church's role. And yet, a lot of pastors aren't doing that. A lot of bishops aren't doing that because they have either they have the wrong idea about what the law prohibits and permits, or they're using the tax-exempt status as an excuse for their cowardice. Either way, it still ends up with silence, and the silence means more bloodshed of all these babies by abortion and a lot of other evils that come along with it.
As if the God who created heaven and earth could not afford, you know, a tax issue of any nation that he's created.
Right. I mean, it's really silliness. I mean, but the law permits us to do a whole lot more than we think we can do. I mean, I can get up into a pulpit and say to the people, you have to vote pro-life. You have to vote for candidates that are going to defend life. Otherwise, what's the purpose of government? To take life? You know, what's the purpose of it? So you got to be clear. Yeah.
Well, no, you do, and it's there's not a problem here in understanding that God has a standard for his leaders. It's real clear. But if you're not connected with the Word of God, then you don't understand that. And so why shouldn't the church, you know, point out in God's very Word what it says about the type of leaders? Because he says, you know, also, which I find quite profound, Father Frank, it says that we will make choices. In essence, this is the interpretation of it. You know, we'll make man-made choices about our leaders, and there will be a time we'll cry out to God, and he won't hear us.
And
because it was our choice. Yeah.
You know, the United States bishops issued a document a while back called Living the Gospel of Life. And we talk about this on our political website, politicalresponsibility.com. And they say, and I quote them directly here, we get the public officials we deserve. Their virtue or lack thereof is a reflection not only on them, but on us.
The voter
That's a
politics.
Powerful quote. Powerful.
Exactly. Without a doubt. Well, Tim Kaine, the vice presidential candidate that Hillary has chosen, believes in abortion.
Sadly for him, he contradicts his Catholic faith and he contradicts the very meaning of public service.
Well, and we know that Nancy Pelosi, same way. I mean, you know, and, you know, God said, Father Frank, you know, God said either he did or he didn't. And so here's these elected officials that are before the voter politic. And as you said so profoundly, we get the leaders that we deserve.
Amen.
Father Frank Pavone has been our guest. Yes. Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. Father Frank, one more time, the website, please. I cut you off. Forgive me.
Yes, politicalresponsibility.com. People will find all they need.
Well, that's great. Father Frank Pavone on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. 2 minutes before the top of the hour right now, America.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you ever feel